a doctor in the house.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is sort of in. Well, he's sort of out. He's on his way back from Hawaii. We got him before he's on the plane here. Dr. Rashid Batar, he's back. It's Advanced Medicine Monday with a Honolulu kind of sway to it. How are those hips moving?
They're moving pretty good, Robert.
Did you get out there and do some surfing, or what was the family hitting the volcanoes? What happened out there?
Yeah, we actually surfed, and we got some great video footage of my son's actually swimming out in the middle of the ocean with nothing but snorkels and mask. I'm sorry, not even snorkels, just flippers and mask with sea turtles. It's amazing footage. It's just phenomenal. So it was really an awesome trip.
Yeah, off of Maui, I think they have a lot of sea turtles at the Big Island as well. We've seen them right there where you can actually swim with them. That is totally cool.
Yeah. It's amazing.
My favorite memories was being out there in a January, and I was swimming off of Maui near, I think they call it Molokini, which is like that old volcanic cone that's partially sticking out of the water there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down to do some diving, and then I was doing some free diving after everybody was back on the boat. Now, it was the time in the winter where the whales were coming through the channel there, and I was literally being bathed in the whale song. I mean, I could hear it with my human ears underwater. It was like all of that you hear on recordings and on video. It was actually happening. It was just amazing.
We were actually on Molokini ourselves, and we went snorkeling there. Mm-hmm. And it was actually the same trip where we went to a different part, and that's where the turtles were, and that's where the kids were swimming with them. It really is amazing footage. What's really strange is when I'm looking at the video footage, which I shot myself,
mm-hmm.
you don't see the bottom. It's just ocean. I mean, you're out there, and they have no snorkels. There's no scuba. Neither one of them like the snorkel, so they just like the mask and the...
They're like me in that way. I'll just put on the goggles and go. I don't need anything in my mouth. I'll just breath dive and do that. It sounds like they're real fish, too.
Yeah, they really, really had a great time, but the video footage with the turtles was... I mean, it's just amazing. You know, you couldn't even imagine just being able to do it. I've videotaped it, and I'm so glad I had an undercover video camera with me at the time, and it actually mm-hmm. had the red filter, so you could actually videotape everything in color.
Nice.
So apparently, when you're videotaping and you don't have the red filter, there's a lot of loss of color. But with the red filter, you capture all the color, so it's beautiful.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see it. I remember travel, everybody, if you get a chance to travel, I know it's harder for me with my kids to do these big trips, but it is something that they never forget. Even their small road trips to do these things with the family, it's so nice. But before I had a family and kids and was married, I actually did a kind of a walkabout thing, and I went down to New Zealand, and I swam off the coast of Kaikoura there, off of the South Island. And it's like a marine sanctuary preserve. And I actually swam with a wild bottlenose dolphin. I mean, it was like 11 foot. It was huge, a huge dolphin. And it was in the absolute wild. And I wouldn't believe it today, except we were with Ann and Alden. You remember them. They're videographers. They actually filmed it as well. And we were looking eye to eye with this thing. And it's like one of those things. Was that a dream? Did that really happen?
Yeah. Yeah, I've swam with dolphins quite a few times, actually. Not wild ones, but... I guess they were originally wild. My brother used to train for Astroworld in Houston and then also worked at SeaWorld in Orlando for probably about 10 years.
Cool.
And so many different opportunities we had during the time when the parks were closed when he was doing some training behaviors with the mammals. I had an opportunity to swim with them. So it's been an interesting experience to have done that. He actually messed around with me once, asked me to go in for something that he was training the dolphins for.
Yes.
And he told me that he wanted me to go out into the middle of the pool. Yeah. And, you know, one of the dolphins was very, very friendly.
Yeah.
And the other one seemed to just kind of go around. And my brother had the smirk on his face. You know how brothers do, like they're playing a trick on you. And I'm like, what are you saying? You know, what are you laughing at? And he said, oh, nothing, no big deal. Well, about 20, 30 seconds into it, he's having me do this. I'm just on my back and the dolphin's jumping over me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I get like body slammed probably 8 feet from the edge of the pool and just gets me slammed right up against the side of the pool.
Yeah.
And the dolphin, I'm thinking, what the heck is going on?
Right.
And my brother's laughing. And I said, what was that? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, what do you mean you don't know what you're doing? I mean, I'm hanging on the edge of the pool trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And apparently there was a male and a female. And so the female was flirting with me, but the male didn't like it.
Oh.
And the male body slammed me into the side. So the training behavior I was doing with the female,
uh-huh.
but I didn't realize it was, I didn't know the difference in the sexes. This, and the male was probably a 10-foot dolphin. So
yeah, this is like your brother's payback. Did you pick on him when he was a kid or what?
Well, apparently I didn't pick on him enough because, you know, if I had, then it would be even. But he's definitely got the upper hand on me on that one.
Oh, that is wild. Well, listen, I know it's Advanced Medicine Monday, but from time to time, Dr. Vitar and I love to kind of hit some other topics for you that kind of these experiences are, enrich our lives, even when you get body slammed by a dolphin, evidently. And I was just, you know, just thinking about it as you're heading back from Hawaii, and we're going to be together at the next Advanced Medicine Seminar. I heard from Ty. It sounds like he's going to be there, Ty Bollinger, which will be great. And so it's going to be an exciting event. If you haven't already made your plans to be there, do so. It's going to be an amazing thing. It's coming up the 19th and 20th of this month. It's just a couple of weeks away, in fact. And the 19th and 20th, remind everybody, for all the healthcare providers of any background, and then the 20th for everybody. The lay audience can come in and everybody interacts. It's going to be absolutely fabulous, and looking forward to that. And yeah, you know, we got a lot to do before then, of course, but I just wanted to say I'm glad you're on your way back because we're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. It'll be good to be back home.
Now, one of the stories I almost don't want to cover, and you've read it too, at Natural News, the militarized police gone wild across America, terrorizing citizens, shooting pet dogs, behaving like an occupying military force. Now, you know, we're not telling you that every police officer is bad, but any more than we say every medical doctor is bad. I mean, sure, there are a lot of them that we would never want to interact with. But the reality is there are some stuff that concerns me greatly about the behavior happening now, this authoritarian state kind of concept within the police state.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robert. There's always that concern that people that have authority and are allowed to carry a weapon and actually draw a weapon are going to utilize that power in a responsible way. And in the very wise words of Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. Not everybody exercises the responsibility as they should. And as you said, it's not a factor of, you know, every police officer, just like every doctor or every mechanic or everybody. You know, there's always good and there's always bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to kind of deal with the good and the bad together. But you're right, there is certainly a trend towards more extreme behavior for people that don't warrant that type of behavior. For example, the girl that bought cookie dough and water that is Mike Adams wrote about, and there's a couple of stories like that that just, you know, again, it seems like it was a misunderstanding. They thought she had bought alcohol, whatever the case was, but the way that these things happen, you know, you would think that there would be more control. Or even the case with the guy whose dog got shot, you know, there would be more control and more restraint on the part of the police officers because they have the greater power.
But I mean, are they going for the lowest common denominator? Are they looking for the people that are not thinking, let's say, independently, not questioning a situation, really assessing it? Because I, you know, listen, if I want a, you know, a cop that's going to get the job done, I want someone who can assess a situation and make a, you know, basically a rational decision based on what you see, as opposed to shooting an animal unnecessarily, or surrounding and drawing your gun on a basically a 20-year-old that buys water. And let's say she did buy alcohol illegally. Really, is this where you need to use potentially deadly force? Threat? I mean, is it that serious? I mean, I think we've lost context in so much of this. And also, this is also a warning for me to say, remind everybody, the monopoly on the use of anything is dangerous, including and especially the use of force. But like we said, monopoly in medicine has also been dangerous because it's allowed the lowest common denominator to rise up to the top as well.
Yeah, that's a really, really valid point, because one of the first things that anybody learns that handles a weapon is that you don't draw a weapon unless you intend to use it. So the act of actually drawing a weapon on somebody, the pulling of the trigger is not what differentiates the use of deadly force. In other words, if you draw the weapon, you have now basically had the intention of using deadly force. So does a person's dog growling warrant them shooting the dog, or like you said, a girl that's buying alcohol, even if she was buying alcohol under the age? And you're absolutely right, it doesn't. But here's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in a situation, we're looking at this, and sure, it seems like a really bad thing, and I'm not by any means condoning any of those actions. But they're always situations. So if you take 1,000 people, let's say 1,000 police officers, you're going to have a lot of them that are level-headed, that have gone through the training appropriately, etc. But you'll always have some that are extraordinarily even-keeled, and you'll have some that are that should have never become law enforcement officers in the first place, just like with any profession. You know, they're the ones that got picked on, and so now they've got a gun, and they think that they can go around and make all the unfair experiences that they had right now by, you know, having a weapon and using it inappropriately. So it's probably not fair for us to label everybody, but the trend certainly is disturbing that there's more and more things that we hear about that just aren't appropriate. And, you know, the example of the dog being shot by police officers, this actually isn't the first time. There was this story about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, where they showed the dog, and the dog isn't attacking, he's growling. There's some type of a situation going on. They bring in one of those long poles with the noose at the end. They restrain the dog, and now the dog cannot attack anybody. And then the police officer pulls out his weapon and shoots the dog. And so those type of things, just they don't make any sense. You've already restrained the dog. The dog can't come close to anybody because you got a pole in between you that's 10 feet long.
Right.
So there's no way the dog can even reach a person. And then you draw the weapon, and then you shoot the dog. I mean, these are just things. And I'm a dog lover. I'm you know, most people are. Those type of things just don't make any sense. And I don't know whether it indicates on a higher level our system is failing, or does it indicate more extreme behavior?
The people failing. I mean, you mentioned the word trend, and I have to say, as a healer and as you as a healer, we observe trends. You see trends, things coming into your office, certain things that are happening, you're going, okay, something's up. There's a pattern emerging here, much like the pattern that emerged after, you know, the early 90s and expanded vaccine schedule. You would assess the trend and say there is something behind this. And I think that's the point of this article that people should take away, because some people are complaining, oh, it's sensationalistic, you're inciting violence. It's like, no. The authorities in this case incited and actually engaged in violence. We'd like to see that not have to happen in counterforce, but remember also that when there's a monopoly on the use of force, those that have the monopoly use it. When there's a counterbalance to that, they're more restrained in their willingness to use force because there could be consequences to that use.
That's a very sound argument, and that's exactly how it should be. I think that's how the forefathers that wrote the Constitution, that's how they saw it. That's the reason for the Second Amendment. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would find the more disturbing trend, though, if
yes.
you know, you and I were going to talk about trends, looking at the other aspect of this, which is why does Department of Homeland Security, why do they need 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition for? Or why is the IRS being trained on using AR-15s, which is the same thing as an M16? It's a civilian version of an M16, which is what our military is issued when they go into war. So I don't quite understand those things. I mean, those are not even trends. Those are just blatant
purchases. I mean, they're actually they're purchase orders. Now, if somebody says, "Well, we goofed. We meant 200, not 200 billion," you know, so I was like, "We've covered some of these absurd stories. Like, we goofed on the retinal scans in the school in Florida in Polk County. Well, how many did you goof on? Like 2 or 3 kids? No, about 200, 300. Well, that's not a goof anymore."
Yeah.
And what also isn't a goof is it's Advanced Medicine Monday, and Dr. Rashid Batar is heading back from the state in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, just in time for the next Advanced Medicine Seminar. We've got lots more healing to do today, so stand by. All of the archives are available through medicalrewind.com as well, and the links up to everything you need to know are right there at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water. as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus four DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. Did you know that 90% of your energy comes from oxygen? Did you know that almost all the disease-causing bacteria and viruses are anaerobes and they can't live in active forms of oxygen? What if you and your health practitioner were to find ways to safely and effectively flood your body with active forms of oxygen in the same way millions of other people have done so, and in some cases for over 50 years? If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com, OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking a little bit about the monopolies out there on the use of force with Dr. Bitar right now. Also about the monopoly of the use of freedom of speech. You know, drug companies have had an advantage over dietary supplement companies for many years here that they could actually make claims based on science that could be completely bogus. But if a dietary supplement manufacturer invests the time and energy and to do these validated studies and suddenly makes the claim, anybody could take advantage of that. So it doesn't really warrant the investment. But at that point, they could still be targeted for selling an unapproved new drug because the FDA and FTC don't tend to agree with science when it comes from natural products and only from Big Pharma. And this story, you said Burton Goldberg had sent you here, Dr. Bitar.
Mm-hmm.
What is this one? Two drug companies suing each other over claims?
Yeah, basically a U.S. court ruling that gave broad speech protection to scientific articles, and essentially comes down to a drug that's used as a anti-surfactant for when you're dealing with lung issues, and basically allows people to breathe better. And it's one manufacturer versus another one. The manufacturer that is based out of Amherst, New York, the name of the company is ONY, mm-hmm. ONY, and they basically sued the maker of another competitive lung surfactant product that's based out of North Carolina.
Cornerstone Therapeutics in North Carolina.
Right. And they're actually under contract by an Italian company. And essentially the lawsuit was regarding a claim that one company said that the other company made. And I'll just read this component from the article. In the lawsuit, ONY alleged that Chizzy and Cornerstone paid for research designed to show that Chizzy products was superior and then disseminated the false and deceptive findings through an article published in the Journal of Perinatology and through promotional materials citing the article's conclusions. And so it is somewhat ironical because we're talking about a pharmaceutical company fighting another pharmaceutical company, but the basis of the judgment is probably the most interesting fact because it does end up defending the freedom of speech. Essentially, the court considered Cornerstone's use of the article's finding separately. They said that the one company having an opinion, and that's basically what it was, an opinion, they said that the scientific nature of the argument was something that should be left up to the experts, but the rest of the decisions, that's something that the court was ill-equipped to decide on. And so essentially, the lawsuit against Cornerstone was dismissed, and Cornerstone was able to make the arguments or make the claims, if you want to call the claims, based upon the fact that they had scientific data to support what their findings were, which, again, it's a matter of debate. What's interesting here, though, is how does this actually impact the natural components as opposed to the pharmaceutical components? Because this, in this case, it's two different pharmaceutical companies. Now, can we take this argument and can we apply it towards producers of natural substances?
I would like to think so, but I think there's a double standard on freedom of speech when it comes to the drug industry versus the so-called dietary supplement industry. And here's a case in point. PharmaLive has a website. They cover these stories from PharmaLot, and I've got it linked up in the show notes today, Dr. Vitar, and it's about honey. Now, you have been involved in producing a dietary supplement, a non-drug, if you will, for many years, and recently got that letter from the FDA and made it untenable to produce under the current thing, even though no one had complained. There were no injuries or nobody was hurt. And I don't think you made any claims that it was a drug, but at some point the FDA decided, well, no, it is, and you're not producing it right. And even though, again, after all those years, we've talked about it on the air, I don't mean to belabor it, but it upsets me when I see a story like this, because here's a company in Texas that's making 100% pure, raw, and unfiltered honey, and actually acknowledge what some people have found to be true, that it could help with arthritis, for instance. And so they actually put a recipe on there, a cup of hot water with 2 spoons of the honey and a small teaspoon of cinnamon powder morning and night. And there was actually a testimonial out there on their Spanish language website that boasted a client of mine that is a doctor told me to try this for allergy relief, and it eliminated his allergies, which we know using raw local honey can do that. And there's a preponderance of evidence, although maybe it's not all peer-reviewed published data, but how much of centuries of common use is now suddenly you don't have the freedom of speech to say it without becoming classified as a new drug?
Yeah, and that's the biggest issue, because in our case, it was the same type of thing. It's a natural substance. The FDA recognized it as being a natural substance, had said that it was grass, all the ingredients were grass that generally regarded as safe. It actually told us that we did not need to get it registered when we first applied in 1998. And, we were trying to make sure that we had done everything above and beyond what was expected of us. In a case of something like honey or raw milk or vitamin B17, which is apricot seeds, or any of these other naturally occurring substances like saw palmetto or numerous other natural occurring substances that you can just go into a grocery food store and buy. Mm-hmm. When you start looking at substances such as those, now the question comes into play, at what point do I say the water will cure my dehydration or my thirst? Now, by making that claim, you just made water into a drug. The point being that there's a point of absurdity, and I think we have far exceeded that point of absurdity at this juncture.
Well,
but
we definitely have. I mean, we've talked about it. We know the FDA listens, and as you're listening now, FDA agents, you're absurd. I'm sorry. You're behaving as, well, I'm just doing my job. No, Nuremberg trials. Have you heard about this? It's silly. It's just absurd that, you know, somebody could claim what honey actually does, and suddenly now they're in violation of federal law. Well, yeah, but I didn't write the law, says the FDA agent.
And that is exactly their response. Yeah. They've actually said that to us.
Yeah.
When we talked about the case of how do you define boiling point, that was one of the questions the FDA discussed at length with us. So when we said, well, when the water is bubbling, we know it's boiling. They said, well, how do you know that the bubbling is actually boiling? So we said, well, because that's when water boils, when it's bubbling. But how do you know that it's 212 degrees? That was what their point was. Because water only boils at 212 degrees, and that's when it bubbles. But how do you know it's 212 degrees? So we're going back and forth, and we finally said, well, because that's what the thermometer says. Well, how do you know that's what the thermometer says? Well, because the thermometer says it. But did you calibrate the thermometer to show that it actually shows 212 degrees when it's at boiling point? I mean, this was a point that was discussed for 45 minutes, and I felt like it was an Abbott and Costello argument. Because it's like, are we really going to just discuss what point is defined as boiling?
This is the breakdown of Western civilization to this point, where you can't get anything done because you have to do stupid, I'm sorry, say it like that, stuff like this. We are at that point where honey, or we've talked about it many times over the years, cherry juice concentrates reversing gout and arthritis, suddenly becoming unapproved new drugs simply because you have the audacity to use your First Amendment protected rights to state what you know to be true. It's an opinion, okay? You can't have an opinion? No, not if you sell something, because that's commercial free speech. That's not the same thing as free speech. It's not? No, it's the same damn thing.
Then this is exactly the point, Robert, that when I brought this question up about the freedom of speech and brought up and talking with the FDA agents, and this is all being videotaped. I mean, I videotaped it. I had it on. They knew that it was being videotaped. They were sitting right there, and they kind of looked at each other like, why is this being videotaped? But then they continued. And when the boiling point, as an example, to continue that thought, they specifically said, they said, well, we don't write the laws. We just enforce them.
Right. Exactly. So it's the Nuremberg defense, which doesn't work, doesn't fly. How do you sleep at night? You're destroying the U.S. economy. You're causing people to die needlessly because you're preventing people from accessing natural products that can actually sustain health or regain health. And, of course, they're there. You're there, FDA, to protect the medical monopoly. I hope you feel good about that. While the American people suffer because they can't access the things that we know factually are correct in terms of healing and promoting good health and viability. And that includes the use of raw, organic, unfiltered, pure honey for whatever use you want to use it for. But we're a bunch of little babies, according to the FDA, and it's just that they're following orders. Now, that doesn't fly here. And then, again, the militarized police state. How many of those hollow point bullets are going to the FDA? I don't know. I don't want to find out. And I hope that those FDA agents will back down and say, no, this is ridiculous. I didn't sign on for this. I'm quitting. I'm going to do something that's nourishing to my soul.
Unfortunately, though, when you start talking about the fact that, as you told me off the air, and I guess we're going to talk about this, how 47% of Americans are employed full-time, so that means 53% of Americans are not employed full-time, how many people are willing to say, okay, I didn't sign on for this, and I'm going to quit? And whether it's FDA, whether it's, you know, Homeland Security, whether it's TSA, how many of these people are actually going to walk away from a job that they're depending on feeding their families with?
Right.
You know, that's the question. And it's interesting how this monopoly is being created. In other words, you make more people dependent upon the government for their livelihoods, for their actual revenue that they're keeping their families, you know, sustaining their families with. And then you basically make them dependent on the government. The government's making them dependent on them, and now they have no other choice but to follow orders if they want to continue getting their paycheck so they can continue to survive.
Great. Well, I just got confirmation that Ty Bollinger will be officially now 100% confirmed at the Charlotte event, Advanced Medicine Seminar, coming up the 19th and 20th. And of course, the 20th is everybody's welcome. And I hope the venue is going to be big enough, because I expect a lot of folks are going to be coming from all over for this one.
Robert, are you having a moment of momentary lapse of lucidity, as we call it in medicine? Because
what I just said and when you came in with Ty was totally unrelated.
It's a non sequitur, but Ty never really respected you, and he just kind of barged in the back door and started sending me a message, and I just had to get it out of my head or else he was going to keep doing it. So I'm sorry about that.
All right, I'll stomp on his foot when I see him then.
Okay, but I was excited too, genuinely, because the three of us in the room together, that's going to be pretty wild.
Well, let's hope it's not too much of a comedy act.
Well, it's okay. We want to make them laugh as well. And, you know, I'm sure even if a federal agent is there, hopefully they'll laugh and get some spirit flown into their bodies as well so that they begin to do things that are honorable instead of dishonoring the freedom that we know of or we knew of once in America, where people were adults and they knew how or could or capable of finding how to take care of themselves. And, of course, that's what we're all about, bringing the power to heal back to the people.
Well, that's the question, Robert. How do you bring the power back to the people? And how do the people, in the words of Mike Adams at the conclusion of his article where he said, people rise up or be exterminated, how does one rise up? What does a person do? Because here's a scenario, as we've already discussed. The government makes their Gestapo agents, the FDA, the IRS, et cetera, they make them more dependent. There's more and more people that don't have jobs, and now you've got these few people that do have jobs, and they become dependent upon the government. Even if they want to do the right thing, if they quit, they'll have 10 people to replace them. So how does a person actually do something that makes a difference? And for not only for themselves, but for mankind as a whole, for the entire population of the U.S., what are things that people can really do to make a difference?
Well, that's the big question here on the Advanced Medicine Monday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Batar. Stick around, and we'll see if we can answer it. And maybe you have an idea as well. You can leave us a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Lots of other questions have been answered on this show. Go to medicalrewind.com. You can listen to hundreds of hours at this point. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So how do you bring the power back to the people in a state and time where Dr. Batar, you referenced one of the articles we wanted to get to. 47% of adult Americans even have a full-time job. And it looks like everybody that wants some kind of job stability is going into government. Therefore, those that are doing government jobs, whether it be TSA, whether it be FDA, look at the world and go, if I don't work here, I work nowhere. I can't feed my family. So if they tell me to do something I am fundamentally against, I got to weigh that out versus eating. And this is how, well, I think Nazi regimes come to rise in power.
That's exactly what it was. That's the reason I asked the question, because it's history repeating itself.
Yeah, it really is. 47% of Americans have a full-time job. That's less than half. I mean, if you know math, if you haven't been to government schools, you know math. You know that's less than half. And this is a Breitbart story. I mean, this is portending disaster. And it's not like we like to look at it this way. And you know, we talk often about principles of upliftment, how even in the direst of circumstances that spirit can flow in and uplift you. So it's not that we're taking anything away from that. In fact, there are some people that criticize Mike Adams about his article saying, now you're being negative and a naysayer. I don't agree in that sense. I mean, to point out something that's occurring, like we mentioned to begin today about these trends, to point out a trend is to really raise, you know, let's say awareness of something that maybe now you can act according to that so that you'll be better prepared or safer or more able to do something that you feel is in line with your mission here.
Yeah, it brings back the notion about, you know, God will help me. Well, God only helps those who help themselves. And it's a story about the man in the valley who's about to have his house flooded as they're going to flood the valley. And when the rangers come in and they say, we're going to take you to safety. And he says, no, God won't forsake me. And then the boat comes and with the rangers and they say the same thing. And he says, no, I'm going to stay. I'm not leaving. God won't forsake me. And then the helicopter comes as the water is now up to the top of the chimney. He's hugging the chimney. And, of course, there's a lot more presentation in the joke than this. Mm. But essentially, when the helicopter is waved away, the man says, God won't forsake me. And then the house crumbles, and the man's trying to keep his HUD above water. And then in his final breath, right before he drowns, he looks to the sky and says, God, why did you forsake me? And the sky parts, and God says, what do you mean forsake you? I sent you rangers in a truck. I sent you rangers in a boat. I sent you rangers in a helicopter, what else do you want from me? Mm-hmm. So I think this point that we are, we can keep our head in the sand, and people can say that talking about the stuff is being a naysayer, but the fact is that God helps those who help themselves, meaning that we have a brain, we have the ability, we know what we need to do, and now we need to do it. And if we sit back and stick our heads in the sand and not do anything, then we essentially don't deserve anything better than whatever we're going to get. If we want something better for our families and for our future generations and for our country, then it behooves us to take action and do what's necessary in order to make sure the things that are going awry are no longer going awry. And the question again comes up, what exactly is that action? What do you do?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is something that's not new. It's something that's occurred many times in history. The question is, will we wake up? And if you want somebody to speak out for you, you better darn straight speak out for them right now and don't wait around. Because by that time, there'll be nobody left to speak out for you. And I think these are the historical patterns of repeat that do we need to do again? Well, I guess that's up to each and every one of you out there listening. It's up to me. It's up to Dr. Batar. And of course, Dr. Batar has made his choice. You've seen him. We've witnessed and he's talked extensively about his willingness to stand up and do what is right in the face of insurmountable obstacles and odds and succeeding. Yet they keep coming back for more. And that more is something that could end up meaning you have even less. If you don't like where you are now, where do you draw that line in the sand? Are we inciting violence? No, that's not it. But we see evidence of violence being, let's say, perpetrated on its so-called innocent folks because enough of us have not spoken out yet.
You know, Robert, that's such a good point. And I think one thing that we can do, and I actually saw this happen almost a decade ago, believe it or not, it was almost 10 years ago that I got this email, but I think that each one of us needs to remind everyone within our circle of influence that if you are a military or a law enforcement officer, whether prior or current, remember the oath that you take. Remember the oath that you did take, because that oath stated that to protect the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign or domestic, and that word domestic was highlighted, it was bolded, it was in caps when this was sent to me 10 years ago. I think that's one thing that everybody should do, is to remind everyone that that oath that all law enforcement and all military have to take is that they will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, because that, at the very least, will make the wheels in the brain start to move. And that's what we really need. Remember that the United States is the greatest, most powerful force on the planet Earth. If that is true, if we are the strongest nation, then what force could undermine that and reduce us to lesser than the greatest force? The only way that could happen, Robert, is from within. It would never happen without. It could never happen from without. It would have to happen from within. And so if we can just make those that are around us, our circle of influence, aware of those facts, just those two lines, that yes, we're the greatest nation. So if we're the greatest nation, then we must be doing something wrong ourselves, or we are the problem is from within, not from without. And making sure that they remember the oath that they took.
But the problem from within, Dr. Batar, has been misinterpreted purposefully, I might add, by those powers to try to convince people that it's the people who actually, like on the 4th of July, read the Declaration of Independence and really understood the words that were written and why they were written. I mean, those are now considered the enemies, domestic, where they are the real patriots, not the bastardization of the word. That believe that, yes, sovereignty and independence is a basis for which this country was founded upon, and individual liberty was fundamental. And so those are the people now being called the terrorists domestically. And then so that's problematic when the powers that be have already corrupted the word so much that you look at the danger within, and then you're told to look at the wrong people.
Well, absolutely. It's the problem that has happened, what happened in medicine. You know, it's evidence-based medicine, what I do, and yet we're said that we're not following evidence-based medicine. We're the ones who actually practice advanced medicine, and we're the ones who are referred to as quacks. And, you know, it's the same type of scenario. They take the true word, and they manipulate it, they bastardize it, they change it for their own, with their own definitions, and then you start pointing at others and saying they're the ones that are guilty, whereas, in fact, the ones that are the accusers of the ones that they're calling guilty. The accusers are guilty themselves. It's almost like that thought process that we've talked about in the past, Robert, about projection.
Yes.
How an ex-husband or an ex-wife will project their own inadequacies onto the other and then say that it was them that did it, whereas in fact they themselves did it.
Oh, well, yes. And yes, you're actually right here. And that's what makes this difficult, because it's almost like a divorce, what's happening. The marriage that was the people and the government actually was created by the people, but long ago, one of the parties has drifted so far away, has changed so much, and is not honoring the original commitment, honoring the original contract. And so rather than going, whoa, I've been out of line here, I'm sorry, let's go to, you know, some kind of remediation, let's fix this. The party that just kind of disintegrated the contract and pretended it's still going, but and they're making up the rules now as they go along, always to the detriment of the people that were in the contract, the creators of government. They're now basically accusing the people of being like abusers, spousal abusers, the very right thing that they are actually doing. So it's irrational. And since they hold most of the guns, as we talked about today, monopoly on the use of force, it becomes a very dangerous situation. It's like the spouse that is the abuser holding all of the guns and the abused spouse having no defense except to point out that you see how difficult this is?
Well, it's not a difficulty that's new. It's a difficulty that historically has always been the same thing. Look at the original revolution. The British had all the guns. The Americans didn't. The new nation did not. You look at every situation in history, it's always the same. The ones that were in the right were weaker. They were smaller. Mm-hmm. They had to be in the same situation as the David and the Goliath. So my point by bringing this up is that it's nothing new. This is not a new scenario. This is not a new issue that we have to sit here and think through because it's historically the precedence.
And nor is the remedy new. Because if you're in an abusive relationship and one spouse won't come to the table and acknowledge wrongdoing and try to correct it, what do you do? You either annul it or get a divorce at that point, because there's just no way you can remedy it. There's no rectification because one party is refusing to acknowledge the behavior that is so dangerously abusive. So at this point, my argument has always been to withdraw consent or just withdraw. The contract is dissolved. It's null and void.
And I think that that's the reason that now you see the 2 billion rounds of ammunition that Homeland Security is purchasing, which, by the way, is exponential. I think we only used 700,000 rounds of ammunition during the Afghani and the Iraqi conflict. And that's almost 3,000 times the amount of ammunition.
Yeah, but how much ammunition does a spouse that's an abusive spouse need to keep the abused spouse in the relationship by force?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I think 3,000 times the amount of ammunition they used in a real war would probably suffice, wouldn't you say?
I think at least they perceive it to be the case. The question is, we come back to the agents, we come back to the military, we come back to those who took this oath. Are they going to fire on the abused spouse to keep it in the relationship? Or are they going to acknowledge and recognize the right of dissolution? It's written right in to the Declaration of Independence. And at this point, if there is no salvageability, if there is no willingness of the government, the people within it, to honor the oath, then what are you left with? What remedy are you left with?
And that's why I think it is important for us to remind everyone within our circle of influence, just putting that out and everybody getting that message out, mm-hmm. to remind all law enforcement, all military, the oath they took. Because right now, what Department of Homeland Security has is 7 rounds of ammunition for every American citizen. Why do they need 7 rounds of ammunition for every living human American citizen? I don't know.
Well, again, it doesn't sound good, but we're gonna try and uplift this today here on Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Bitar is on his way back, and he is stopping along the way to talk with us here, as we do every Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Of course, he is also the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And if you haven't picked that up, if you're new to the program, it is one of those basic books that I recommend to everybody. It will change your life for the better. And of course, if you make it to the Advanced Medicine Seminar coming up the 19th and 20th in Charlotte, Your life will be changed and transformed very rapidly over the course of 1 or 2 days, depending on if you're a healthcare provider or not. We'll get into that some more on the other side of this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you have a group or organization founded on the principles of personal liberty, health freedom, or accountable government? We invite you to check out Same Side Entertainment. Get connected with leaders in the liberty movement like Tom Woods, Kevin Gutzman, Jack Hunter, Robert Scott Bell, Michael Scheuer, and many more. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.samesideentertainment.com. Again, that's www.samesideentertainment.com. Same Side Entertainment, connecting you with the education and resources you need.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Pitar, the same thing we want to do in holding our elected officials and even non-elected bureaucrats that hold and uphold an oath, or if you will. There is an oath, at least it used to be, a Hippocratic oath. But this concept of informed consent, according to the National Institutes of Health, your doctor must disclose and discuss the following in order to comply with informed consent laws. And this relates to not only vaccination, but even drugs and things or any treatment. I'm going to read through this. You tell me if this is accurate here. It says your health problem and the reason for the treatment. I mean, isn't that reasonable? You got to let the patient know that, right?
Yep.
All right. What's going to happen during the treatment? You want to tell people that. That's fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
The risks of the treatment and how likely they are to occur. Is that new news to you?
Nope,
not at all. How likely the treatment is to work. So some reasonable expectation of over the course of this treatment, this is the outcome we expect because of the history.
Right.
All right. How about other options? You let people know other options for treating your health problem if there are any.
That's where the major violation today is, I believe, where mainstream medicine, because they do not go through all the other options. They only talk about the options that are considered, and I'll put this in quotes,
yeah,
standard of care, but they will not talk about other things that have historically worked. For example, honey, the example yes. You give with the honey and mm-hmm. or any of the other, for example, chelation is a medical treatment that has defied every attack. In fact, even now the NIH study showed that the people that actually had the real EDTA chelation as opposed to the placebo fared much better.
Mm-hmm.
And that nobody's picked up that story. All the stories we're talking about in the study was in in the middle of the study and when all the attacks were coming to the study. But now once the conclusion has been made, nobody talks about that. And yet chelation has been studied and proven and been around for over 60 years, actually over almost 70 years now.
Yes.
But doctors will not talk about that option for treating. So
there's not fully informed consent already there. Now, here's another aspect of informed consent. They say you must relate, as a doctor, unknown risks or possible side effects that may happen later. I mean, that seems reasonable.
It is. That's exactly right.
And also, is the treatment needed now or can it wait? Do you have an option or is this a life and death matter? I mean, I think I'd want to know that.
And this is another thing. So the second to the last mm-hmm. and this one mm-hmm. are the two where there's a massive breach with conventional medicine. Because this last one, if treatment is needed now or can wait, the urgency with which people are put onto the conveyor belt and told that they must get radiation, must get chemo or they're going to die, or they must get the 3-vessel or the 5-vessel CABG done now or their heart's going to blow up, etc., etc. The urgency with which people are put into this conveyor belt, and then the fear-mongering that is now perpetuated in order to get the person to be compliant with what the system wants, that in itself is the second breach where it says if treatment is needed now or can wait. So the other options for treating your health problem and if treatment is needed now or can wait, those are the two greatest breaches of, as far as I'm concerned, the ethical and fiduciary obligation that a doctor has to the patient.
But as you
where
said,
we consistently,
yeah,
where we consistently violate it in the medical profession.
Yeah, but as you said, even prior to that, the other options for treating your health problem, I mean, my goodness, if you actually are going to give somebody informed consent, let's just talk about the issue of vaccination briefly, because this article at SaneVax is primarily starting there. I mean, can you imagine if doctors actually counsel their patients that it is possible to get through childhood and not get a disease even if you don't vaccinate? I mean, that's an option right there by living healthy, by having proper sanitation hygiene, and maybe use homeopathic medicine, maybe use silver. I mean, if a doctor were actually to do what it says they are supposed to do with informed consent, they'd be drummed out of their profession.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Robert. There's one big assumption you're making, and that is that these doctors that are giving this wrong information, they have been manipulated and they have been propaganda. I don't know if that's a right word.
Propagandized, yes.
Yeah, they've been actually brainwashed into believing that what they're doing is the right thing. I cannot tell you how many times I've talked to doctors where they have gotten almost to the point of violent opposition. And you can tell that no matter how passionate I am about something, there's no reason for me to get to that level during a friendly discussion, unless it really hit a nerve. And I think these doctors, we've talked about this before, the doctors know in their heart what they're doing is wrong.
Right.
But they have been, in their entire life, they have done nothing but promote and propagate this information. And now even if they question it, it's not a comfortable place for them to question it. So the system has very ingeniously made the people that the public depends on, i.e. the doctors, they've brainwashed the doctors into believing their own garbage. So the propaganda machine has once again done its job by creating this myth, this illusion, this distraction. And, you know, the distraction here is, or you could get some life-threatening disease. The distraction is that we eradicated smallpox. Never mind that it had a big correlation with the decline of DTP and some of these other massively destructive toxins that mankind had introduced into the global economy.
Right.
But these were distractions, and people didn't realize it, didn't know it, and now they don't know any better. And now you've got the doctors, you know, through the educational process, being propagated the same way. They're educated by the same system, and they're told that what they're doing is the right thing, is the only thing, is the only acceptable thing.
Right. Well, this is the case, and that's why you listen to Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar, because we're getting well beyond that and getting to the heart of these matters. And we're not only helping you out there, but you docs that are out there listening as well, helping you to regain integrity, sanity, etc. And maybe you didn't even know you had abandoned it because, as Dr. Bitar just said, you have been fed a bunch of lies. You kind of played along because you had loans to pay back. You had a family to take care of. But now, you know, it's the point of, we got to get beyond that. We got to go to the point, the heart of what is our survival and likelihood of survival in a system that is so bankrupt and corrupt that it is willing to sacrifice children. I mean, that's the nature of this informed consent article at SaneVax.
And when you attack children, Robert, there's nothing lower that you can do. That is the lowest of the low, and those are fighting words, and that's what we've talked about today. That's when that fighting stance must be taken in order to protect your own.
And that's where we're leaving it. I know you got to head back, and you'll be en route, and I appreciate you being here as always each week. Safe journey, and we'll get together again in person. Of course, we got another Advanced Medicine Monday to go before we're all together in Charlotte, the 19th and the 20th of this month, July. And I look forward to seeing you there, advancedmedicineseminars.com. We have the links in the show notes as well where you can sign up as a healthcare provider for both days, as a lay audience to come on down and interact with everybody on Saturday the 20th. Dr. Bitar, thank you so much for helping me remind each and every one of you out there that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.